and welcome to yet another edition of the Full Force News Burst, brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com, with me as your host, Chris, light on stunts, heavy on makeup, McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. Joining me today to talk about the news that Snake Eyes will be heavy on physical stunts and light on CGI is Justin, all CGI to create his realistic bell. So without further ado, let's get stuck into this news burst. In an interview with Den of Geeks, Henry Golding went into some detail regarding what we can expect from the upcoming Snake Eyes G.I. Joe Origins movie. The actor who plays Snake Eyes in the film explained that the movie will feature ridiculously amazing fight scenes and will be light on CGI, going on to say, "It is so authentic. Unlike all the other Hollywood films that you've seen, this really pays homage to Snake Eyes and his origin of how he becomes the weapon that he is. That is my biggest takeaway. You are going to be blown away by the visuals we created, visuals that are grounded in reality. This is not a big CGI movie. It is all physical stunts that we've done, and I think people will appreciate it." Golding went on to discuss more details, saying, "I don't know if you've ever seen the series Rurouni Kenshin, but the stunt coordinator from the films that were based on the anime worked with us for Snake Eyes, and for anyone who hasn't seen Rurouni Kenshin, it has the most ridiculously amazing fight scenes. So we're going to those same types of moves and fighting, and it brings it all back to traditional katana fighting. We'll have Storm Shadow, we have a character called Kenta who will be revealed, there's Akiko, we'll have Scarlet joining us who is played by Samara Weaving, of course Iko Awais, who plays the Hard Master, is absolutely insane. This is a major shift from the previous films in terms of the movement away from CGI and should deliver a very different movie in every aspect." Justin, this is all quite positive sounding. How are you feeling after hearing that?
Oh, I'm feeling great. I think that's it's really cool to hear them kind of go into that detail, because I mean, I think the most important thing about what Golding said in those two paragraphs is that this film has an identity. It's not generic summer CGI action blow 'em up sci-fi movie with soldiers. It's they're really like kind of focusing in on a specific type of film that they're trying to make, and they're going all in. Like, this is pure, you know, physical martial arts, and it's great. I'm really excited about that. I mean, as a kid, you know, I was always more drawn to kind of the military aspects of G.I. Joe and not so much the ninja stuff, but you can't look away from that. The ninja aspect is the core of G.I. Joe, and it'll be interesting to see kind of how this plays into future films. But I'm just really excited by what Golding is saying there and kind of what their approach is. I think it's novel. It's different. You know, you don't really see a Hollywood big budget kind of American martial arts movie anymore. It's all gun porn like John Wick and stuff like that. So, I mean, this is really cool. I'm looking forward to it.
I'd never heard of Rurouni Kenshin before, but after watching a few clips, man, I'm blown away. So, I mean, have you seen that? So have you seen the show or anything? Have you seen clips of it at all?
I did after reading some of this news. I made sure I watched some of that. I mean, I think Histank actually embedded a clip right in their news story. So I looked at that one and I kind of went down the rabbit hole a little bit and looked at some others too. And yeah, it's pretty incredible. It looks really awesome.
It's going to bring another level to this movie, I think, isn't it?
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. It's, it's like I said, it's something different. I mean, I'm trying to think back for, you know, over the past several years, like what Hollywood movie has come out that, you know, has been really that focused on martial arts. And it's been a long time. I mean, it was very popular in kind of the 80s and 90s, you know, when, you know, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles hit its stride and when G.I. Joe was really super popular and ninjas were kind of the big thing. I mean, there was a period of time there when if you looked at, you know, a Daredevil comic or a Wolverine comic or a G.I. Joe comic or, you know, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, like I said, ninjas were everywhere. I mean, they were kind of an underlying thing throughout a better part of the 80s and early 90s. So it's been a while since, you know, people have kind of dipped back into that world. And I think it's really interesting that they're using Snake Eyes as a vehicle to do that.
Absolutely. And I mean, how important is it to get sword fighting right in this film? I mean, Storm Shadow, Snake Eyes, Sword Brothers by you know, that's been said so many times. There's such an emphasis on the weapons. How important is it to get it right in this film?
Oh, I think it's very important. I really do. I mean, I think it just shows a level of authenticity, I think, if you can really get people who kind of know the skill set and know how to fight with these particular weapons instead of just kind of throwing them in. I mean, you know, in the other G.I. Joe movies, there was martial arts combat. There was some sword fighting. There was some, you know, throwing stars and things like that in both Rise of Cobra and Retaliation. And, you know, it was fine. You know, it wasn't anything that blew anyone away, but it sounds like they're really digging deep here, and I think that's very cool. I mean, if you look back in time through G.I. Joe's history, martial arts and ninjas played a very big role throughout the entire comic book series, for sure, and the toy line too. And I mean, if you look at the IDW, you know, the Real American Hero comic these days, ninjas are still like the core part of the story. So I mean, G.I. Joe, as much as I mean, and I said up front, you know, very honestly, it was always the military aspect that drew me to G.I. Joe, for sure. But I can't look away from what's obviously a very important part of it, which is the martial arts component and the ninja component that kind of has driven the whole mythology.
I mean, Snake Eyes is the one of, if not the main character, he's certainly one of the most popular, if not the most popular.
Yes.
So it all makes sense that they're going this direction with it. I'm just really amazed they're going in this direction with it at all, with a what is a, you know, a G.I. Joe movie by name as well in the title, you know, to go that direct route with it and to have this this talk of identity, I think is a big point, and that's something that I think we'll definitely see with this film. It'll definitely have more of an identity than the previous ones.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it speaks to the filmmakers kind of making a decision, saying that, okay, this is a movie and this is what we're going to do with it, and then gearing everything towards that. I think films end up better if you have that kind of mentality where you have something you're trying to make and the decisions you make kind of roll up to that ultimate, you know, format that you want to do, instead of, you know, Rise of Cobra was, I mean, they were pretty public. It was a Steven, I can't remember how to pronounce his last name, but the director of Rise of Cobra had a different movie that he was putting together, and they kind of wrapped G.I. Joe around it and made it into some generic, you know, summer tentpole.
Yeah.
Retaliation was very much the same way. It was just kind of generic summer action movie that had a big star in Dwayne The Rock Johnson, but it really spoke very little to what made G.I. Joe what it was. It was generic soldiers with some funky vehicles and guns shooting at each other. But here it seems like they're making a commitment to do a very specific type of movie, and I think that's important.
Big time. Finally, Golding also mentioned that the film had brought its own set of physical challenges, as he said, as he quoted. Are you confident he can deliver a Snake Eyes now?
You know what? We'll have to see. Because, I mean, Golding himself, I don't believe, is a martial artist. So, I mean, it's going to kind of depend on how they work in some of the stuntmen, stuntwomen, and the fight choreographers and things like that. Because, I mean, you can take somebody who's not a martial artist to make them look like a martial artist. But in this kind of setting, it's going to be interesting to see. Because, you know, oftentimes the quote-unquote martial artist that you might see in, like, the Marvel movies or whatever, like Black Widow, or, I mean, you know that Scarlett Johansson doesn't really have that kind of martial arts ability, but they kind of train her to do these choreographed moves, and sometimes they look okay, sometimes they don't. But in a film that is surrounded by actual physical martial artists that, you know, bring a level of, like I said, authenticity to it, you know, somebody who can't do that is going to stick out like a sore thumb. So it'll be interesting to kind of see how they approach that. And I'm sure they'll handle it fine. But I wouldn't be surprised if that's what it means by physical challenges. He's got to train pretty hard just to be able to look like he knows what he's doing, even if he really doesn't, especially surrounded by all those others.
I know. Eco Weiss, for one, who is probably the most nails human being in the world.
No kidding.
Justin, anyway, mate, thanks for jumping on and chatting Snake Eyes with me for a quick second.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Anytime.
That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst. Thank you to my awesome co-host, Justin Bell. See you next time. And as always, Full Force. I'm not going to say anything smart at the end of this one. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter @TheFullForce, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce. And if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback or questions. We have also started a Patreon page, so if you want to see your name up in lights on these videos or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForce podcast, or click the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.